I've got very, very familiar with the needs and concerns of people in Telford simply by going out and talking to them and finding out about the issues that really matter to them. And absolutely top of the list has always been concerns about the future of our healthcare provision at the Princess Royal. That's always been a top issue. A lot of confusion as to what is on the table for Telford going forward. What local people tell me is that as long as they have access to services locally, the services that they need and use regularly and rely on, then that's what they want. And the fact that if they had a car accident, they might need to go somewhere else. Well, you want to go to where patient safety dictates you should go. And I think this is paramount always in the clinician's decision-making process is patient safety. What we don't get is that this has gone on for 4 years. And at times we've been told it's going to close. The Future Fit process has been a disaster because this is taxpayers' money. This is confusion and concern for my constituents. And we're not getting any further forward. You know, they have got to get on with the job. And certainly I am continuing to push for that. Moving back to sort of other objectives for Telford, we also, as a new town, face lots of issues around connectivity in terms of both public transport but also broadband. The other big issue that I was campaigning on in the election up to 2015 was jobs and skills for young people, because we have a bit of a mismatch in the skills and jobs available in Telford. So we've got great new jobs coming in, but we also have young people leaving school at 16 who are no longer in education or training or employment, and it's making sure that those young people can access the jobs.